Hi, this is Press of Atlantic City sports editor Mark Melhorn, and I'm here with our high school football writer Mike McGarry to talk about the Barnegat Bengals football team. Interesting story with Barnegat, Mike. They haven't been around that many years, but they have had some. They have had definitely had success in six seasons under Coach Rob Davis, making the playoffs the last couple of years.
Yeah, they're coming off the back-to-back appearances in the South Jersey Group Two semifinals. Losing to West Deptford, the eventual champion, both years, and they won the short conference B South title last year. So, Barnegat in 5 or 6 short years established itself as one of the top programs in Ocean County.
Now they are moving up to Group Three this year under the realignment. But it'll be interesting. I think the key with them will be they're going to have to see if they can get through these first couple games before two big transfers become eligible.
Yeah, two transfers from Holy Spirit. Both are sophomores. One is Sam Madden. I believe he's about 6'6", 6'7", 310 pounds, offensive, defensive lineman. The other is quarterback Stingen Erskine, who, even though he hasn't ever started a high school varsity football game, is already getting attention from several Division I colleges around the country. They transferred from Holy Spirit after Coach Charlie Roman left Holy Spirit for St. Augustine last year. Both must sit the first four games of the season under the NJSAA transfer rules. So right now, I think Rob Davis joked that they're on the scout team, and I immediately told him, well, he's got the best scout team in the region, with those guys on it.
Right, but that being said, they do still have some talent, especially with Pat Moran coming back.
Yeah, Pat Moran might be the most versatile player in the press coverage area. He's probably going to start at quarterback until Erskine becomes eligible. He was one of the league's top wide receivers last year. He plays defensive back. He kicks, he punts, he returns punts. He never comes off the field, so they're in good hands with Pat Moran there.
They will have to overcome the fact, though, that they do have a lot of youth on their roster. Almost half of the roster are sophomores, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to watch that, and they're also going to have to watch a little bit of not underestimating the first four games of the season and waiting for Erskine and Madden to become eligible. I mean, they've got to be ready to go week one, and I have no doubt that Coach Davis will. Right now, he said he's treating it like those boys are injured. They can't come back to week five except they're getting a practice every week.
Mm-hmm.